you've got a Wolves team there that some of the players are hitting what happened last season. You've got a point to prove, a new manager, and it was always going to be a brilliant game for us to take part in. We started sloppy, started a bit slow, a bit laboured, and we took it too literally. It was a pre-season game. I think second half when we upped our tempo, showed our aggression in certain quarters and really got on the front foot, then I think we give Wolves a lot of problems. The goals, I'm delighted with our goals. I think some of the movement, interchange, the passing, the play, the one-touch passing was exquisite. So I'm delighted with our goals and the chances created. It's something we have been working on with Mel's in that pocket, trying to get him on the ball as much as we can, and it went well. The goals conceded were poor and concerned me a little bit from the work we've done on the training ground, but glad it's happened today. Glad we've still got 2 weeks to lock it down and make sure we get it right. And it's at the end of the game, and that's what I always say, at the end of these games you can evaluate and see where we are from a barometer. So get the results in, see where the results are at, and we've had a good look at a few different things today.
Do the goals and the quality of the goals show a level of sharpness at this stage?
Possibly, I think it shows that the linkage and the momentum that we gained last season, that's still in the team, that they can play together. That telepathic nature, but almost that, Mels will find them spots, he finds them places, and Chris O'Grady's getting more down the centre of the pitch, which I've been more than happy with. But I just think the sharpness will come over the next 2 weeks, but certainly in some phases going forward, we looked exquisite at times.
Chris has always had that in his locker, hasn't he?
Yeah, he's got a lovely role, for such a big guy. He's probably our most athletic player. And, you see him in the yoga and see him do the gym sessions. There's no one more athletic than Chris. So he's got that turn and wriggle, and it's difficult sometimes to catch him. But, Mel's contribution, first half and early second half, was as good as anything we'll see in a championship. So there's certain aspects I've been really happy with today, and a couple, certainly the goals and how we've defended the box. That's something back to the drawing board, and we'll work at that.
And you've said that, Jacob getting into those positions is something you've worked on. Have you sort of set him a target, said that we'd like you to score this many goals this year and like to chip in a little bit more?
I just keep saying to the players, all the players, and certainly Mel's, just build on what you did last season, improve on what you did last season, because if you're not, you're going backwards. So, Mel's, his assist was excellent last season. His goals was okay. But for the quality that possesses, and we get him in a dangerous position in and around the box, then he's going to create chances. He's certainly going to, convert chances, because he has got Premiership quality. There's no doubt about that. And as the season progresses and we're getting fitter, then the sky's the limit for Mel's. It really is. So I've been, I've been happy with sort of the forward aspects of our play today.
What can you tell us about the guy who came on for Chris Dagnall? Is it Lopez, is the trialist? What can you tell us about him?
Yeah, it's something we're going to be looking to do, with the 21s team that we've got now. That's working well. With Paul Heckingbottom, we've got an excellent group of players, but under Paul's guidance, I want to. It's an opportunity to bring players in, have a look at them. He'll screen them, and if Paul screens them and he says, yeah, they did the right deal for what we're looking at, then I'll look at them. So Christian's been passed on to us. He's come through the sort of youth systems at Real Madrid, and it was a player that we wanted to look at. He's come in, done quite well, looked quite sharp, and didn't really want to try him out at Bordeaux. Didn't really want to try him at Rotherham. Wanted to try him today, give him 20 minutes just to see, because we're looking at, we've played against Championship centre halves, well, a Championship back four today in Ricketts, Stearman, Bath, and Ella Colby. So I wanted him testing today, and it's give us some food for thought. But it was just an opportunity to get him out there and look at him.
You have been busy, of course, in the last couple of days. You've signed John Kofi. Can you just give us a quick word on that?
Yeah, John's someone just lost his way for quite a number of years now. And the fit was right. The fit was right for him to come here. He's got to understand that, being an individual has not got him very far at the moment in his football life. And we want to be, we want him to be part of this group. And I think with the people we've got at the club, the honesty, certainly myself, Mickey, Martin, and then the players, I'm thinking if he's around good people, he can't help but not, be impressioned on. And I'm hoping that, that'll rub off on John, and he'll become a team player, because he's got some talent. The boy's got talent. He's had it, since he was 10-year-old, and now it's up to us as a management staff to get it out of him. We'll keep driving him. He knows it's going to be a difficult pathway to get into the first team. But at the minute, he wants to work hard, and that's the way it is. If it changes, then, we'll be straight on to him in the challenge. But the challenge is set out for him. If John Coffey wants first team football, he knows how to get it, and in no uncertain terms, he knows what he's got to do this season to progress into this team.
You love a project like this, and Keith did previously, didn't he? I mean, to bring players like this in who have got the talent, but perhaps just need better guidance.
Yeah, you know, with the way we want to play, you've got to look at our squad, and it's full of honesty, full of sincerity, full of good people. And, you know, sometimes talented players, they don't feel as though that's an important part of what they've got to do. But I think when you come into this group, you understand that that's the most important part to work as a team unit. Now, you know, Coffs is coming in here and he understands from day one, you know, there was a lot easier places where John could have got a contract, a lot easier places. He knows it's going to be difficult. But again, you know, I'll always believe a player's got the ability to do it until he fails. And at the minute, he's had 10, 11 days with us and he's really put himself through it and he's maxed out on everything he's done. So, you know, it is a project, but it's something that's definitely worth continuing with and trying to make good.
I know how strict you are on deciding whether or not to sign players. So did he have some convincing to do to show you and the other coaches that, look, I am here to get my head down?
Without a doubt, we put him through it. You know, 1v1s, 2v2s. We got into his soul to find out if he could do what we wanted to do. Our pre-season's tough. You know, there's no doubt about that. It's a tough pre-season and he's continued to just give us everything. On the strength testing that Guy's done with him, he's come up good with that. He's still about 30% down. So there's a lot of work to do. But you know, the project and the money we've invested in him, you know, it's not for now. It's for maybe 4 to 6 weeks down the line. You know, ask me the question, then how he's doing it, and it might be a different, you know, different thing. He might have switched off, not fancied it, and then we can do something about it. If it works, then in 4 or 6 weeks' time, we've got a player who's 30% better in terms of strength development, 30% better in terms of his fitness and his endurance. So, you know, I look forward to working with these players.
Most chairmen say that a manager always wants two or three more, but, you know, looking at your squad now, what do you feel like you still need to be completely ready for the new season?
Well, you see, John's a project and Rose is a project. So I think we've probably got three strikers, which in the Championship probably ain't enough. So, you know, that's what we're looking at. And with Ben coming in, you know, we're scouring every single inch of the country and Europe to find the one striker that might just make us different. We're looking for maybe a different striker. We've got very good strikers at this football club, but we're looking for one to complement what we're doing. So the search continues. It's been in depth. We've had a lot of it. You know, we've asked about a lot of players, and it's just getting to that time where managers are shaping up what they're doing. So I think some will loosen off, but we've been committed to it and we've certainly been determined with it. And I don't know, over the next week or so, something might drop in.
No injuries today. I think Kennedy just picked up a slight one, didn't
he? TK, yeah, I thought it was a twist, but we're hoping it's not. We'll know more tomorrow. It was more of an impact. He's landing on TK's knee, so we've got to assess that one tomorrow. Wisey, just a slight precaution. I had to bring Wisey off. And that was important that we just got him off at the right time, just feeling a little bit of tightness. And that's what I've done through pre-season. You know, it's been a tightness, a bit of stiffness. We've got the boys off and looked after them and tried to get them through. I want as many players fit as I can for that first game of the season. So it's, you know, it's duty of care to the players.